Commentator Patrick Gavin knows something about football and tailgating, and he has a secret to share with women in the audience. They've been had.
That's right, ladies. Believe it or not, your man is a Martha Stewart in disguise. You don't believe me, do you? Well, just go to any stadium parking lot this NFL season. What you'll see will truly shock you. We men, who are otherwise inept at just about every other domestic function, are proving to be remarkably competent when it comes to tailgating. We arrive with detailed and categorized tailgating checklists and elaborate maps of parking lots that tell us exactly where to tailgate. We come armed with waterproof paper towel holders, padded tailgate seats, and frisbees with our name and telephone numbers marked carefully in permanent pen. We have handheld fans that mist water in our face, lace net covers for our food, and lamps that clip on our grill. And yes, we're the same men who, just before we left the house earlier that Sunday, probably couldn't be troubled to flush the toilet. And yes, we're the same men who can't be bothered to clean a dish at home, but we will spend hours marinating a steak and weeks just thinking about the marinade. So what is it about tailgating that brings out this kind of behavior in us? After all, since we almost exclusively tailgate around other men, you'd think we'd be a bit more cautious about acting like such, well, women around our buddies. So why do we do it? Simple. Because we can. Tailgating is one of the few times that we're safely in what can be called a man zone. In a man zone, we men act quite differently. For instance, we wouldn't be caught dead wearing an apron around the kitchen. No, that's for girls. But put us in a sports arena parking lot, standing next to a barbecue and an SUV, and that apron is not only worn, it's respected. And although public displays of emotion and affection are in strict violation of guy code, at sporting events, it's perfectly okay for us to cry and to hug fellow fans and to slap each other on the tush as a sign of encouragement. Now, I'm probably spoiling our dirty little secret by even revealing this to you ladies. Because if word gets out about the amount of attention we give to the zip-up insulating suits that we put around our beer bottles, to the folding chairs we have that come equipped with fold-out tables and individualized Velcro pockets for our cell phones and sunglasses, or to the branding irons we use to monogram our meat with our own initials, well, there'll be some chores waiting for us when we get home.
Patrick Gavin wears his apron while tailgating at Washington Redskins games.